I'm John Pastor with my good colleague, Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs. Gaza. Gregory, I'm told, it's not secret, that the Prime Minister of Israel and his war cabinet say that the Rafah operation goes forward whether the hostage exchange is successful or not. The foreign minister of the United Kingdom, Mr. Cameron, has said that it's a very generous offer, thousands of Palestinians, for perhaps 30 hostages still living. However, the operation goes forward. I also understand that there's widespread belief there are tunnels leading underneath the sovereign border into Sinai, and those tunnels are open, and the Israelis will leave them open for the Hamas to escape their Rafah pen, and that there is exile for Hamas leadership waiting for them at the outskirts of Istanbul, invited by Mr. Erdogan, and that Egypt is part of the problem for having kept those tunnels open for some time. Is this the end of the Hamas war, Gregory, or does it go on another day after infiltration?
Well, the war will continue in various forms because you can't kill an idea is the basic ideology in this. So whether Rafah is driven, whether the Rafah attacks absolutely drive the infrastructure and leadership of Hamas out of Gaza or not, Hamas will continue to exist or reform with new members, new recruits, and so on, based out of Turkey. So Turkey's committed to that support to Hamas because Hamas is a Sunni religious organization, and it is the military wing of the Muslim Brotherhood. And of course, the Muslim Brotherhood is the government of Turkey. The AKP party in Turkey of President Erdogan is a Muslim Brotherhood party. Now, what's interesting is that certainly Israel is gaining some success in this because it's put enough pressure on Hamas and on the concept of Hamas support from other Arabs and Palestinians that even Qatar, which has been very pro Hamas and pro-Muslim Brotherhood, has basically expelled the Hamas leadership from Doha, from Qatar. And they will go, they said they would go to Jordan. The Jordanian government said that they will not accept any Palestinian refugees unless they disavow any support for Hamas. So they can't go to Jordan. And in fact, the Jordanians have been very close with the Israelis on defeating the recent air attacks, as we discussed. So basically, as you say, they'll have to go, Hamas leadership will have to go from Qatar and Gaza into Turkey. Now, yes, Egypt kept the tunnels going with Gaza through Rafah, but this was not really to cause a problem for Israel. Quite the contrary, it enabled the Egyptians to keep tabs on Hamas, and they did so very well. They were clearly always anti-Hamas. They were never willing to allow them to settle in Sinai, Egyptian-controlled Sinai, but they did allow some access through for humanitarian goods and the like. And now Israel is anxious to keep those tunnels open into Egypt, basically to force the remaining elements of Hamas out through those tunnels into Egypt, and from there they will certainly not be allowed to stay in Egypt. They'll be sent to Turkey or picked up by Turkey and taken there. So this safety valve, which was absolutely essential to minimizing conflict casualties in this next attack on Rafah, is been very beneficially orchestrated with the Egyptians. Yeah, so the recent visit by Erdogan to Cairo basically was to orchestrate that airlift of or extraction of Hamas people from Egypt when the time comes to Turkey.
I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,